Proclamation number 3740, dated the April 10th, 1946. Do this in remembrance of me. Single quote: Last Supper. Strength, wisdom and life originate from me. And thus I have to be recognized as the source of strength and light, and the connection with me is to be sought in order to attain life through the receipt of strength and light. Hence I must be able to find myself again in you, that is, light and strength of the knowledge of eternal truth and its subsequent abundant strength have to be in you. My spirit must take effect in you, and thus I myself must be able to work in you. Only then will you be alive, but you will never ever lose this life again. Then you will be united with me, and this union is the true communion. The union with me is indispensable, or you could neither receive strength nor light, since the unification with the eternal primary source is to take place first if the flow of my love is to be transmitted across into the human being's heart. But in order to establish this unification, the will to receive something from me is required first. The will, in turn, necessitates mental activity. Thus I have to be recognized by the person's heart and intellect as the source and therefore the provider of what he desires, and he has to mentally endeavor to reach me. Only this activates the will and fulfills the conditions which lead to unification with me. The activated will is equal to an act of love. But this is essential, and thus my commandment of love can never be bypassed by those who truly want to communicate with me, who want to unite with me. Distribute gifts, offer food and drink to your neighbor, help him in his spiritual and earthly hardship, give to him as I have given to you, refresh your fellow human being's body and soul, have mercy on the weak and sick, comfort the sad, lift up the discouraged, always and ever alleviate hardship, and always do so with regard to me who exemplify the earthly path to you. Share everything you own with the poor. Then you will fulfill my commandment of love and thereby the first condition of unification with me, for only when you have shaped your heart to love will I be able to unite with you. Otherwise a union with me will be impossible, regardless of how many external formalities you observe which have no effect on the state of your heart, your soul. I want to give you life, give you strength and light in abundance, yet this will never be possible as long as you don't activate your will, as long as you don't practice love. But I instructed you myself on how you should practice this love and constantly admonished you to follow me. Remember me and my teaching, then you will conduct yourselves accordingly, and you will truly become vessels for my spirit, thus you will enable the part of myself to take effect in you. You will draw me to yourselves through your actions of love, and thus you will unite yourselves with me, the primary source of strength and eternal light, and therefore you can also receive unlimited light and strength, knowledge and might. The union with me is to be accomplished first through actions of love, only then can I be present in you myself, even in spirit, and only then can I nourish and refresh you with spiritual sustenance, with flesh and blood, with my body in the spiritual sense. For I myself am the Word, thus I offer you the Last Supper when I convey my Word to you, which is spiritual nourishment for your soul. You can indeed also accept this nourishment without prior activity of love, but then it is not a communion, not a union with me, for then it is not yet the Last Supper, but it can lead you to it if you don't just accept the word with your ears but also with your hearts and life accordingly. Only the activity of your will, the action of love, establishes the spiritual union with me. However, these activities of love consist of giving, of constantly passing on and sharing what you own, of what makes you happy yourselves in order to also please your fellow human being who is in need of it. And if you don't practice this, if you don't try to follow me in this, you cannot be nourished at my table either. You will not be able to take the Last Supper with me, because you exclude yourselves as my guests. Because then I will remain inaccessible to you until you have changed yourselves to love, which isn't eternally will be my fundamental substance. If you accept the Last Supper in the form chosen by you humans, it will always just remain an external act which only has a profound spiritual meaning when your heart is filled by deep love, which, however, should not just move you emotionally but has to find its expression in works of unselfish neighborly love. For whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. This word of mine is also the foundation of the Last Supper set up by me. You should always bear my way of life on earth in mind and follow my every example. And as you give you shall receive, spiritually and earthly. You will, providing you are in close unity with me through love, be nourished and strengthened at all times. Constantly carrying out works of love in remembrance of me, and thereby establishing the certain union with me, which guarantees you the receipt of my word, of my flesh and blood, that is the profound spiritual meaning of the words, do this in remembrance of me. Single quote which all of you will certainly understand if you have the sincere determination to ascertain the spiritual meaning of my words. Amen.